Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1158. The topic is Q&A and the title is Making Meals More Convenient. Now, I'm summarizing quite a bit, but one of the things I get questions about, and it was a recent one I just actually received this morning, was people trying to eat more during the day, but they're struggling with the convenience of doing so. Now, why are they trying to eat more during the day? Because I tell everybody all the time in personating podcasts that the number one reason why people have more body fat than they want is they undereat when they're active, they overeat when they're inactive, and that actually promotes the formation of body fat. That actually is why our body developed the ability to create body fat. Was there were times between when we could eat that we needed energy. So back when we were hunters and gatherers, you know, we might have a surplus of food on this day, but it was a day or two until we could find, you know, another animal or something else that came in bulk. But our body had a big amount of energy at one day and then insufficient energy for other days. So the body said, well, hell, you know, if I want to run my organs, if I want to provide calories for myself to stay alive, I have to learn how to take some of this surplus on the days I have surplus to protect myself on the days I have a deficit. So it created body fat. That's what body fat is when I have to be active, even though my caloric intake doesn't match that need. So even though I'm not eating enough, I need to be able to manage my organs, be able to move around and do stuff. So therefore I have to have extra energy available. Now, the less we do that, the less we have those discrepancies of surpluses and deficits, the less our body has to store anything extra. That just makes sense. So if I eat more when I'm more active, I eat less when I'm less active, I'll have less need for body fat. I don't have to manipulate my daily calories to try to make sure there isn't available excess to create body fat. I can actually just get rid of the need for body fat. And that's long-term sustainable. It avoids cravings, avoids like energy slumps where you have to over-caffeinate yourself to make up for it. All those crazy things that we do to try to manage it whenever it doesn't even need to be managed in the first place. If we eat more when we move more, we eat less when we move less, our body will have less demand for body fat. And we get to live leaner and still eat what we want, and volume-wise and amount-wise and preference-wise, and it's just, oh my gosh, such a better system. So that's how we want to do it. We want to eat more during the day, which is typically when we're most active, so that way we can eat less or be less hungry to eat at night when we're less active. So we get rid of those surpluses, we get rid of the deficits, we try to make everything balanced out. Now, when you're trying to do that, it makes sense then, if I'm trying to add an activity such as eating when I'm already busy, that's not going to be very convenient to do that, right? So we have to find ways to eat foods faster. Oh, I mean, we could also just do less work and be less busy during the day, but I doubt you're going to do that. I don't even do that. So how do we manage that better is to make foods more convenient. I'm going to throw out some ideas and just give you an example of how I do it and then how I do it for my wife, Meredith. One example is just quick cooking foods. Foods that don't require a long time to cook. So one of the meals that I have is a bagel sandwich. I have a bagel that I put in the toaster. It takes about 2 minutes to toast. During the 2 minutes, I pull out slices of cheese and lunch meat from the fridge. I wait for the bagel to finish toasting. Once it's done toasting, I put some type of sauce on. I typically pick hot sauce because it promotes me to be thirsty and drink more fluids, which is good for hydration levels. So I put a little bit of hot sauce on the bagel. I put on about 3 ounces of meat, a slice or two of cheese, depending on how hungry I am that day, smush it together, hold it in a paper towel as I walk out the door and eat. That takes 2 to 2.5, like 3 minutes to make. So awesome, good, healthy meal in 3 minutes, and I can eat it while I'm driving to work. That is a quick cooking food. We can also buy foods that are already cooked, so such as like a rotisserie chicken from a grocery store. And now you can do also a second kind of category here is microwavable foods. There is like instant rice. You can microwave mashed potatoes, pre-made mashed potatoes. One of the meals I do is chicken sausage, because it's less fatty than like a pork or beef type sausage. So a chicken sausage which Mike raves in about, like, two links, microwave in about 45 to 60 seconds. I do that with a microwavable bag of rice. Depending on the brand, it takes 90 seconds to 2 minutes. I put all that together. I can actually put it on a plate, eat it, wash my dishes, and be done in under 10 minutes. So the bagel sandwich I can make in 3 minutes and eat while I'm moving. The sausage and rice I have to eat while I'm sitting still, so I do have to account for 10 minutes worth of that, but that's still a good, healthy, warm meal in 10 minutes. Pretty good. The other option we have is kind of like pre-packaged or like pre-ready, ready-to-eat or ready-to-go foods, and that's a lot of them. Like, there might be like maybe a 2-tablespoon package of peanut butter, like nut butter. One of the things I do is I buy a 5-ounce bag of cashews. I eat half the bag at a time. That equals like kind of the calorie proportions that I need. So I just grab that and walk. I mean, there's no preparation or nothing. It's already split out. I already know that it's 2 meals in one bag. It's so easy. Fruit is another one that's really easy. I pair that with my nuts. So the cashews and fruit is a great combination because the fats in the cashews slow down the digestion of the fruit to make it a little bit more of a long-lasting energy source. And then the nuts have some protein in there. Now, that's definitely a more carbon and fat-heavy meal compared to protein. But I'll eat that kind of in the middle of the day or like right before a workout. Now, there's a lot of different preferences of what you eat and whatnot, but that's an example of just kind of like a pre-made or pre-packaged foods. Now, you can think of like a banana as pre-packaged because you rip off the peel and then you eat what's inside. It's packaged in the peel. So there's different things like that. We can also have like drinks and shakes. One of the things I do in the middle of the day is I have an animal protein shake. It's from the company Animal, not made from animals. Well, I mean, technically there's some beef in there, so partially made from animals, but not made by animals. It's made by the company Animal, which is a universal nutrition company, and the powder is called Meal. Very original name. I'm not sure how they came up with that. It's amazing. But it's called Meal, and it has like 14 grams of fat, about 50 grams of carbs if you take the full serving, and about 50 grams of protein. I only actually take half the serving at a time because I don't really just need all of that at one time, and I actually usually mix it in with whole milk. So the protein is like a blend of like pea protein. It has instant egg white powder, and it has like some beef protein isolate. So it's a couple of sources of protein, which is really good. And then the carbs in it are like sweet potatoes, pea starch, rolled oats, things like that. And it has like olive oil powder, so it's even healthy fats. But that's something I like the taste of, and I mix one scoop of it instead of two scoops of it with whole milk. And that, for me, hits the calorie needs that I need, has a protein in it that I need. It's something I can eat, technically drink in the middle of the day while I'm typing emails and doing odds and ends, and I'm even hungry like an hour or two later for my next meal. So it's a great way for me to get in enough calories during the day, and it's something quick and easy. You know, just pour in the milk, put a one scoop of the protein in, shake it up, and then you just start drinking. So in like less than 1 minute, you could already be consuming it. So that's very quick, very easy. Another idea is to cook things in bulk. Why are you cooking one meal at a time? Cook multiple meals. So one of the things I do for Meredith is I make her pasta where she has, it's kind of like she has to eat gluten-free. So it's gluten-free pasta that has like a higher protein content in it than typical pasta. And then we have kind of like a vodka sauce that goes over it that's a good healthy vodka sauce. I cook 3 days worth at one time. So I'll cook on Monday mornings, and that's her lunch for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I cook again on Thursdays for Thursday and Friday. But that allows me to cover 5 meals in just 2 times of cooking. While I'm also cooking the pasta, I'm also prepping vegetables and salad. I make that faster by having pre-cut vegetables. Now, the salad is just a head of lettuce that I chop up pretty quickly, and I can do that easily while the pasta's cooking. So I actually have a routine in the morning where I make her bagel and eggs. Bagel's quick, eggs are quick. So what I usually do is I put on the water to boil for the pasta. While the water is boiling, I can actually cook the eggs and the bagel and hand that to her while she's at work. She starts early in the work on a computer. So I go give her breakfast. By the time I come out, the water's boiling, I put the pasta in. While that's cooking, I chop up the vegetables in the salad. And if she has any extra treats that day, like a, you know, little 100-calorie snack pack of cottage cheese or Greek yogurt if we want to boost her protein that day. And by the time I get all that done. The pasta's done. I pour in the sauce, stir it around a little bit. I split it apart into three different packages, and I can do all of that in 30 minutes. So in 30 minutes, I cook her breakfast, her lunch, her mid-afternoon snack. Then later that night, when I'm cooking my food, I'll cook her food, and typically we'll have like chicken and rice together, or sometimes she'll have pasta and pepperoni. If she wants pasta and pepperoni, I usually don't like the gluten-free pasta, so I'll cook something for myself. I might have, you know, steak and rice or chicken and rice or something like that. But this is how we do it, where we cook stuff that's easy and fast throughout the day. So again, a bagel sandwich, microwavable sausage and rice, animal protein shake, you know, like quick snacks like nuts and fruits. I have 100-calorie snack packs of cottage cheese and Greek yogurt for Meredith. You can do this. You can eat more during the day and not have it taken like an extreme amount of time, an inconvenient amount of time. Might it take 5 or 10 minutes? Yes. So you do have to decide to give yourself 10 minutes. But if you won't give yourself 10 minutes to improve your health and lose fat, or to build the muscle that you want to build, if you won't give yourself 10 minutes in the middle of the day, I mean, that's on you. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. Is there is no one on the planet who is too busy to eat during the day. I have worked with over 2,500 people, and we have found ways. I've had people where they had to hide protein shakes in the bathroom. That sounds insane, but they would excuse themselves to go to the bathroom. They would shake up their protein drink, and they would drink it, and they'd get back to work. It takes less than 1 minute. I had a guy that had to load and unload trailers for a living. He kept protein bars shoved in his pockets. It would take a bite in between loading and unloading things. There are ways to find foods, to get food in the middle of the day. There are ways to do it. Is it easy? Hell no. For some people, it's a huge pain in the ass. But do you know what else is a huge pain in the ass? Being overweight, being unhealthy, not building the muscle you want, not being as strong as you want, not achieving the goals that you say you want. It's more of a pain in the ass to live with a dream unfulfilled than it is to try to find 5 to 10 minutes a day to eat. Come on now. We can do this. So, I encourage you to think about what we talked about in today's podcast. Give us some thought. Are there some quick cooking foods that you can try? Are there some microwavable foods you can try? Buy your vegetables pre-cut. Cook food in bulk. Buy pre-packaged foods and use drinks and shakes as much as you need. But you can do it. You can. Now, if you need help trying to figure out what would be best for you or where to fit it in, and you really are stumped, just email me, brutalirongym@gmail.com. So when I said everybody can do this and you're like, bullshit, I can't do it, tell me. Like, tell me what you're struggling with. Tell me what your schedule is. I promise I'll help you find a way. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Please, please, please reach out. This is not a challenge. This is an offer of support. Let me help. You can make a difference. You can make some changes. You can find a way to better mix in healthy habits into your day. There is a way, I promise. Let me help you find it. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. So I hope that if you listen to this and you're like, oh, I haven't had time to eat during the day. Well, there are some methods that ways that can make meals more convenient. Then it's on you to kind of remember. Set some timers in your phone. Just set a schedule and say, okay, every time I have this meeting at 10 a.m., I have to make sure I eat something before that. You know, if I have timers where at 9, 12, 3, and 6 in a day, I try to remember to eat, or whatever your numbers are. Just pair it with something. Every time I go to the bathroom, make sure I eat some food. Every time I do this, make sure I eat some food. Pair it with a habit that you do every day. You're not going to go all day without peeing. You're going to pee at least once a day. So pair something with that that's something you want to remember. Okay, every time I do X, I do Y with it. So pair a new habit with an old habit. There are tons and tons and tons of methods. If you need any help, reach out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Thank you very, very much for listening. I truly hope that this podcast helps you live your healthiest and best life. If there's anything I can do to help that, let me know. Well, thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you think our podcast is helpful, please share it. If it's been helpful in your life, allow it to be helpful in others as well. The more you share it, the more people we can help. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform, and through a podcast donation link we have on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so I really appreciate the help financially. It's the only way that we can actually do this every single day, so thank you so much to the patrons and the people who financially help support the podcast. Thank you very much. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.